11th Audit, Compliance, and Title IX Committee meeting. With that, I'll do roll call. Please, Angela.
Chair Perkins.
Here.
Vice Chair Arriscada.
Here.
Regent Boylan. Regent Cruz Crawford.
Here.
Regent Del Carlo.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you. Public comment. Let's see. I will now move to agenda item number one, public comment. For those who would like to call in and offer public comment, please dial 669-444-9171 and enter meeting ID number 928-494-45069. And the passcode is 555555. We'll take public comment from the meeting sites first. Is there any public comment in Elko?
There is no public comment in Elko.
Thank you. Is there any public comment in Las Vegas?
No public comment in Las Vegas.
Thank you. Is there any public comment here at TMCC? Seeing none, is there any public comment in the queue from the call-ins?
No online public comment at this time.
Thank you. And with that, oopsies, we'll move on to item number two. For possible action, the consent items. Do I hear a motion? Thank you for the motion, Regent DiCarlo. And do I have a second? Second from Regent Arriscada.
Yes.
So a motion on the floor from Regent Del Carlo and a motion and second from Regent Arriscada. All in favor signify by saying aye. I vote aye as well. Any opposed? None opposed? That motion carries. Now we'll move on to the chair's report for information only. I just wanted to note that there have been improvements in these reports from that student housing of GBC specifically. Everything's been implemented, and they're except for like one remaining item, and so things have been moving along at a pretty fair clip with all of the audits, what was found in the audit, and that'll complete my chair's report. So moving on to item number four, and I will turn that over to Interim Chief Internal Auditor, Lauren.
Thank you, Chair Perkins. So in the audit summary document, there is a table of audit reports being presented today. So this will include updates on the follow-up audits that were just approved. As usual, I want to say thank you to the institutions and offices with reports being presented today. So leading into number four, the first internal audit report is UNR Fitness and Recreation Sports. The team noted areas for improvement in expenditures, specifically related to documentation supporting employee travel expenditures, student employee timekeeping, improved equipment tracking, accounting in the fixed asset system, and some strengthening of cash controls.
And any questions from anyone, from anybody on the committee?
Question?
Regent Arriscada.
Thank you so much. Was did the internal audit, did they evaluate how much, or does Nevada Athletics pay recreation sports for any of the services utilized during, let's just say when the swim team is up on, or utilizing the swimming pool? Lifeguard fees, student athletes when they swim or dive for practice, was any of that really looked into?
Foreign trip, I might have to get back to you on that one because I feel like this was more just our typical kind of departmental audit. I'm not, honestly, I could get back to you on that. I'm not quite sure based off this, but I'll get back to you.
Let's collaborate with that later on.
Sure.
A list of questions just for the respective time. Regent Perkins, I'll defer back to you.
Thank you. Any other questions from any regents in attendance? Seeing Seeing none, I'll move on to item five, IT terminated employees, Inchi. Go ahead. Thank you. That was for possible action. Excuse me, I will back up to number four. And is there a motion to accept the report?
Motion to accept the report as presented.
Okay. A motion by Regent Arascada, seconded by Regent Del Carlo. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. Now moving on to number five, IT terminated employees in chief for possible action. Go ahead, Chief Internal Auditor Tripp.
Well, Lauren Tripp, for this next audit, there was a question that was brought up at a prior committee meeting asking if we ever reviewed any processes within Workday, and this one actually touches upon that. So the NC terminated employee audit involved understanding the process flow of terminations, how the process is communicated with the necessary individuals, such as IT and HR. And that being said, we have some recommendations related to disabling access to computer applications in a timely manner, resignation acceptance documentation records, and some policy updates to better align with what the current processes are in place. So I mentioned earlier that I wanted to thank all the institutions, and I also want to thank System Administration too, because this one was a bit of a different project for us where we literally reached out to every institution, IT and HR, to compare all the different ways that they do these terminations. So just thank you again for your cooperation with this audit.
Are there any questions from anybody on the committee or other members present? You guys are letting me off easy. Okay, with that, since this is for possible action, do I hear a motion to accept the report as given?
Motion to support.
Do I have a second? Thank you. A motion on the floor by Regent Arascada, a second from Regent Del Carlo. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries as well. Item number six, Internal Audit Department Work Plan and Status Report. Once again, Chief Internal Auditor.
Lauren Tripp, Interim Chief Internal Auditor. So I'm going to go through this audit department status report. So as some of you may remember, we used to present our audit plan on a yearly basis. That didn't give us much flexibility, so we moved towards a semi-annual work plan. So this approach is good for a few reasons. This aligns better with best practices from around the country, but also lets us be more agile and flexible as things come up. This also gives the committee a much more realistic estimate and snapshot of what we plan to work on, what we're currently working on, and the monitoring of the items that we've already worked on. So on pages 3 and 4, those describe a bit how the plan was put together and the measures we have taken to ensure there's agility and flexibility built into our plan. There are often important unforeseen projects that come up throughout the year where we need to have that ability to pivot and provide resources in a timely manner to a different area. So a huge part of what we strive to do in our department is add value and provide services beyond that of just the traditional assurance services. And one of those ways is by these types of requests. So I'll very briefly go over some highlights and themes. The work plan also has time built into the budget for training. This is showing the commitment from the audit team of continuing education and staying current with certifications. In order for us to stay relevant, internal and external training must be included, and it should be expected. As for the continuing themes, these may look very familiar because they are continuing forward from our last work plan. First one, let's see, responsiveness. In the past, as things come up, we need to think, is there a way we can increase our analysis in a certain area? And as we become aware of certain items, as policies tighten, this helps inform our audit plan. Where can we help that'll make a difference? We also run pretty lean. Collaboration with other groups is crucial. This includes groups such as legal, HR, compliance, other auditors. We have to work together for the best results. We are not experts in all areas. And with these collaborative efforts, we create great working relationships with the people who are the subject matter experts. Then I'm going to jump to page 7. So there will be a chart and graphs tracking our open findings at the institutions. This graph on page 7 tracks the unresolved findings. We now show a 5-year trend, and you will see that the direction is going a little slight uptick, but this is attributed to a couple reasons. One of them, we're going to try to make this so it's not confusing, but one of them is just timing. So this report is a 6-month period from January 1st, 2023 to 6/30/2023. So if, let's say, a report was presented in March and it had open findings during that meeting, it's going to show as an open item on this report. But it might have come for follow-up, and most of those are closed out, as Chair Perkins just mentioned. It's not going to be reflected in this yet because of just a timing issue. Another reason is employee turnover. There are some exceptions on this report where the management responsibility for completion is a position that's currently vacant. A few of those are moving forward. It's just resulting in a larger number of open exceptions at the moment. So this committee started to formally track and monitor the open exceptions, and it's made a difference. I think this report used to have closer to 30 open findings. So we use this as a metric. From an internal audit perspective, how many open issues do we have? Beyond just general accountability, this is typically an indicator if management is on board with our recommendations as we partner with them. And that's all I have. Thank you, Chair Perkins.
Sorry, my computer went, it went kaput. It dropped the Wi-Fi. Thank you for that. And that was one of my questions about page 7, if they're about the exceptions having that uptick. So thank you for going into that. Any questions from the committee members? Question. Regent Arascada.
Question. Beginning on page 7, on some of the exceptions in the management response, how far of a deep dive did we go with all of these for the CFOs, for the NG CFOs, but for others to be collaborated with during this entire process? Was the management response by the campus, by NG itself, or whom were the responses set forth by?
Lauren Tripp. So it kind of depends on what kind of finding it is. There's some that are the NG reports where for instance, maybe on page, let me get to a page with one, like page, get past the financial ones. Like page 18, so it'll have the management responsibility there, so a bad example because that's one of the ones carrying forward because it's open position. So maybe page 20. So
there you go.
Like the management responsibility, it'll put who will answer to this. So on this one, it's like the director for that specific audit with the retirement plans, termination process and approvals. That was the director of retirement plan administration, and that was their follow-up response to us. So it'll be an initial response with how they, it's like our typical 3 bullets of questions that what kind of corrective action was taking, taken, what's going to happen in the future to prevent this, who's going to be accountable. So that's how we, every management response will have those items. I don't know if that's answering your question.
No,
I hope so. Okay. And then the follow-up response will usually still be that same person. And they might add a little bit more like that one.
Excellent. I can see the time that was exhausted to put this together and formulate this. And it's you can see the collaboration that with all parties, regardless if it is the campus representative, the NCH CFO, or the director of the retirement plan, it's very well done.
Or in Trip. Yeah, it's a process, and I really do appreciate all of the help from institutions and she to respond to us for these, because it is a bunch of compilation. And this is also the report that the former chief internal auditor used to mention that was like 200 pages long. Mm-hmm. So it's really gotten down to a lot more precise, digestible kind of information.
Thank you, Chair, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Any other questions from the members present? With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to accept the work plan and status report.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the work plan and status report as presented.
I heard this.
Oh, make this happen.
Thank you. That's exactly. Thank you, Regent DiCarlo, for the motion, and the second from Regent Arascata. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Oh. Aye.
Did you have a question? Thank you so much. Any opposed, signify by saying nay. That motion carries. Thank you so much. And the last one, the Audit Compliance and Title IX Committee, Chief Internal Auditor, or Interim Chief Internal Auditor, Lauren Tripp.
Thank you, Chair Perkins. Department updates. So this section is a standing item to be able to provide some departmental updates and just have a placeholder for discussion. So in the past, it's been used to update the committee on things such as financial aid related findings, our risk assessment methodology, and updates for other board initiatives. So I'm going to touch on a couple things that were mentioned at prior meetings, and then some updates on those, and then just a department general update. So this was mentioned at a previous committee meeting, but the updates to the internal audit proposed standards are still in progress. And looking at the timeline from the IIA website during the period of Q1 through Q3, 2023, the IIA Institute of Internal Auditors released a draft of the proposed new standards and opened them up for public comment. So at this point in time, from what I understand, the public comment period has closed and the IIA is in the process of compiling and analyzing the survey results. During quarter four of 2023, the approval of the final draft will be underway with a target publication date of early 2024. But it sounds like it might be issued sooner, but not sure, and it'll be effective 12 months afterwards. So why I'm bringing this up is because anytime there are changes to the standards to which internal audit adheres or conforms with, it makes sense to bring it up here because it's going to affect our internal audit charter and it's going to have to be updated. So this is good, though, because the next time we have a quality assurance review, we will continue to be in conformance and it keeps us up with best practices. So I'm just kind of bringing it up to keep it on the radar because I think last time it was still in the general public comment phase. So it's moving along. Another item I was going to bring up was related to the hotline. So typically during the June meeting, we do more of a comprehensive hotline update. And one of the reasons why is because historically is because based on the timing of when the benchmarking data is released by NABEX Global, who is our hotline administrator. I know at the previous meeting, the officer in charge at the time went over some high-level figures. Because of the timing of me rolling on and him rolling off, I just didn't feel comfortable preparing a document today to present, but I will be presenting it at the December meeting. The hotline's just been a huge learning curve for me, so I just didn't want to present something I didn't feel comfortable with. The report will have graphs, trends. It'll be a useful compare contrast for the committee. It'll have the NC submission data compared against the benchmark data. I can tell you the volume has gone up every year, and the highest category right now is related to HR, personnel, those kind of items. So the report that I'll present will have graphs, trends, year over year, different categories, anonymous versus non-anonymous, where it's going. So what subject matter expert we're involving in the process, what remains open. Those will be some of the metrics I'll provide. So we continue to strive towards improvements, increased awareness, enhancing audit involvement, and just a better defined process. I do feel like we might need to evaluate this process in the future because I feel like maybe we can make it a little more efficient, but that's kind of rolling into my third item. So my third item I wanted to bring up was just a general department update. This is usually, I'm not the one talking about this, so this is kind of interesting. So as some of you may or may not know, I typically assist the external auditors with student financial aid testing every year, and I've done this for 6 out of 7 years. The 1 year I didn't do it, it's because I was out at Nevada State. I should hopefully be wrapping that up with the next few weeks. Our INSHE internal audit team is pretty lean right now because in the past year, we've lost an experienced senior internal auditor, an internal audit manager with 28 years and of experience and policy knowledge, a chief internal auditor, which I don't even need to go into details on that because we know how amazing he was. So lots of skills, experience, knowledge that we've lost. So that being said, there are just some assessments I feel I need to do on the department. So what skills do we have that remain? Are there any gaps? Are there areas we need to strengthen? Can we do that via additional training? Or are those things I'm going to need to consider in the future when we're hiring? Like, do we need to hire more specialists in certain areas? So at this point, we have 2 senior internal auditors in Reno, 1 senior internal auditor in Las Vegas, and a statewide IT audit manager. So I do want to work more on cross-pollination between the locations because I do feel like that's going to be crucial right now because of the size of our small team. Thank you, Chair Perkins.
Thank you for that. Does that also take into account the financial officers that we're going to be losing throughout the system?
Lauren Tripp. So that one was just like our internal audit department. Just a general update on us, not so much everybody else. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Any questions from the committee? Ooh, any questions from members present? Well, thank you for that. That was information only. That takes us down to new business. Is there any new business in ELCO? I'm sorry.
There's no one here.
I'm sorry. That was my bad. Is there any new business from any other committee members or any of the members present? Seeing none, now I will move on to public comment. Okay. And so I understand that there's no public comment in ELCO?
That's correct. There's no one here.
Thank you. Is there any public comment in Las Vegas?
Public comment in Las Vegas.
Thank you. Is there any public comment here at TMCC? And is there any public comment on the phone queue?
There's no public comment at this time.
Thank you so much. And that brings us to the end of the meeting. We are adjourned.